is November 2025, 6 PM. Just a reminder that our meeting is being video recorded. That will be on YouTube in the next few days. Just look on YouTube for Searchlight Town Advisory Board. And we also have an audio recording as well that will be on the Searchlight tab section of the Clark County website as well. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more items for discussion, consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be made on any matter not listed on this posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are then forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, the PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phone and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room with a 48-hour advance request, assign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris, 702-298-0828. Supporting material is also available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting materials also on the Clark County website at clarkcountynv.gov/searchlight tab. Board members, James Allen, Chair, Natalie Jeter, Vice Chair, Kayla McGinnis, Donna Moore, Kyle Myers, Secretary, Tammy Harris, County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz. Meeting is called to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, roll call. James Allen, present. Natalie Jeter?
Present.
Kayla McGinnis?
Present.
Donna Moore?
Present.
Kyle Myers?
Present.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. First item, approval of minutes for October 15, 2025. Do I have a motion on this item?
A motion to approve the minutes for October 15, 2025.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for November 12, 2025, and hold, combine, or delete any items for make possible action.
I'll make the motion to approve the agenda for November 12, 2025.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No opposed? Informational items. Receive a report and update from the South County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz, regarding the annual animal vaccination clinic scheduled for Saturday, November 15, 2025, and any other updated information from Clark County.
Thank you, Chair. Hopefully everyone has gotten in the mail or that on Saturday we'll be having our annual
Searchlight Animal Vaccination Clinic. I know it's going to rain, but I think we're going to miss the rain because I think it should start at noon and we should be done by 11. So, but hopefully that won't ruin our party. It's always a great event. Animal Protective Services will be there. We're actually going to have a character artist this year, so they'll be able to, hopefully our waiting line, draw some characters of yourself and your pets. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's a great event. I know there's an ordinance now at the county to have every animal microchipped. Those will be given out at the event, so if your animal does need a microchip, please come. Those will be given free. The biggest thing is always when you get a microchip, make sure you register it, because if you don't register, it doesn't do anything for us. So that's the biggest thing, and I'll be making sure to remind everyone next month that if you did get a microchip, to register it, because a lot of times people get it, they feel like they've checked that box, and then they lose their animal, and then we scan it, and there's no information whatsoever. So please make sure you do that. The second thing I want to talk about is our ZAB 18 for Searchlight. It's a call for artists. So I want to thank Kyle a lot for really getting this program off and running. So we're seeking 3 Clark County artists to design and paint utility boxes around Searchlight. Artists will be assigned about 1 to 3 boxes, and they'll be given a stipend to do it. So there's some flyers in the back. There's an application workshop on Monday, November 17th at 3 p.m. You can sign up for it and do it yourself with your computer, but I'll be here in the community center with the TV, with my computer up and running. So if you want to come in here at 3 o'clock, you can sit through the application workshop. And Monday, December 1st is at 11:59 p.m. is the deadline to submit. If you are a Searchlight artist, please apply, because in the scoring, a Searchlight resident actually gets some bonus points. So we're really trying to get some homegrown local talent. There will be artists from Las Vegas, but please don't be discouraged. I've been on a few of these programs before. It's really cool to see the talent we have in our community and also the talent in the whole valley. So if you know anybody, if they think, oh, I'm not that good of an artist, please submit. If you're local, that's even better, because you do get some extra points. And it's really cool because then the utility boxes are painted by local artists or community members. And to be honest, it actually helps to deter people from tagging them, because there's actually some respect, I think, in the community that if there's some art, we don't like to tag over it. So it does help in that. They've seen that with the community helping to deter graffiti. So those are my 2 updates. And then the last thing I just want to, yesterday was Veterans Day, so I want to thank all of our veterans. I love in Searchlight how we put the flags up. A 95, that's a really great reminder to thank our veterans for everything they do. I was in Laughlin, so I was able to go to their event, but also come through here and see the flags, and it meant a lot. So just want to thank all our veterans for all they do, and it was very nice to have a ceremony to remember them. Those are all my updates.
Thank you, Mark. Next informational item, received a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Good evening. I'm Sergeant Donnie Cox with Metro. Here to read the news. So in October 2025, we had 33 calls for service in Searchlight compared to the 26 calls at the same time last year. Not much of a difference when you compare October to September, so it's not much of a difference. Traffic citations were 7. We had no DUIs. Okay. So 7 citations. There were no battered domestic violence arrests. There were 2 arrests for adults. There were 5 calls for service at the Terribles, which is a reduction of like 15%. So. Not much change as far as the statistics. With respect to the community events, October was a huge month for us. I'm glad we're talking about art, because one of the big things that we had here in Searchlight was we did with National Night Out, we did an art competition with the kids. So over at Reed Elementary School, we had all the kids make submissions for art. We collected that and we displayed it at National Night Out. So if you guys remember from National Night Out, came through, you made votes, those were all tallied. So we actually had prizes. So first, second, and third, the first place winner won a bicycle with a helmet, the second place an art kit, and third place got a gift certificate to McDonald's. So on right before Trunk or Treat, we went and gave the kids their prizes at school. We put the whole thing on Facebook, so if you guys can follow the Laughlin Substation page, the kids were completely blown away. So a lucky kid won a bike, and the kids did a really good job with their art. The biggest thing was we want to make sure they really enjoyed themselves. So they got something out of it. Some kids that didn't know that they were good with art figured out that they could do some cool things now. So we displayed their art again at the Trunk or Treat event. So I had a great time. Trunk or Treat was a big event for us. I don't know if you guys saw my truck. It looked amazing. I wish you guys handed out prizes for that because I feel like I would have won. Yeah. The skeletons were everywhere. I do it big for Halloween. So you're only lucky that I don't know how to cook chili because I feel like I would have won that too. You know. So upcoming events, we have on the calendar for 2026 all of the Coffee with a Cop events. So we haven't forgot about Searchlight. We try. The biggest problem that's been reported to me when we do have events in Searchlight is that we put up flyers. We put up flyers all over the place. Someone takes them down. They took down our flyers for our last Coffee with a Cop event that we had in May. That was held over at the McDonald's. For that event, we had 4 people that showed up. One person that lives in Calendavari and 3 people who happen to be just driving down the 95 to stop for breakfast. 4. I did Coffee with a Cop this morning and we filled a church. So it's a little bit different. When we put up our flyers, if you see somebody taking down the flyer, say something to them. Because it's important if we're trying to have this engagement, we're trying to have these events. And it was the same fight for National Night Out and Trunk or Treat. And I realized we weren't even put on the flyer for Trunk or Treat. We're happy to continue to show up. So we're going to keep coming back. We're going to keep giving service to the community and to the kids here in Searchlight. The next Coffee with a Cop event in 2026 in Searchlight, I believe, is scheduled in May. And I'll get some more information back to you when we have a date. All right. Do you have any questions?
I know one of the issues for me for the coffee is just the time of day, work during the day, so I understand there's a conflict with that. So it's not necessarily that people aren't interested, but it could be also a timing of the hours as well. So
we can totally adjust that. So what we do with the kids is instead of doing Coffee with a Cop, there's a lot of kids that enjoy the coffee. So during the summertime, when they're all out of school, we bring up a snow cone machine, the greatest purchase that we've ever made for our station, and we do cops and cones at the apartment complex for the kids. I'll bring the snow cone machine down here. I don't know how McDonald's feels about it, but we'll work it out. So
McDonald's is a horrible place to have a town meeting. There's no parking.
We'll have it at your house. We can work out the details, but the time of day, I can adjust my schedule. I got off work 3 hours ago, so I'm flexible with my schedule.
Okay.
All right, and we're happy to be here.
Well, thanks for having us hear your report tonight. Is there any questions from the community for the Officer Cox?
I have a question. My name is
Cox.
I live at 445 East Edition, Searchlight. Last meeting, Officer Sheeland was here. And we had inquired about the lockdown of Terrible's. I think it was at the end of September, if I recall correctly, right?
Yes. Kyle?
And he was supposed to deliver an answer for us about what happened.
Okay. I'm not aware of the event. Unfortunately, there was a massive pursuit. There was 2 carjackings, a bunch of suspects in a stolen vehicle. Everyone, they called out graveyard 5 hours early to go to work. So all the guys who thought they didn't have to start work until graveyard have been working for several hours already. This was something that's completely out of our control. That's kind of why I'm here. So the idea is this whole pursuit kind of ruined the suit. But I'll get you an answer.
Thank you. We would appreciate it.
Sure.
Just want to know what's going on in our community.
Yes. Understand that if there's an ongoing investigation, and then most of the time we're not able to release that information. Especially if it's
not being
investigated.
Okay. Anybody else? All right, thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
Next informational item, receive a report from Sergeant Tim Waller with Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns.
Good evening, Sergeant. Tim Waller, Nevada Patrol for Rockland and Surge Lake. For the month of October last month, we conducted 416 traffic stops, received 371 citations, investigated 5 crashes. We had 1 arrest, and with the other miscellaneous calls, we have a total of 558 total contacts.
Questions from the community?
Keep up the good work.
But that's what we do. Just a little extra something. We spend a lot of our time here in Surge Lake because we know it's an area that if we don't stay here, it will eventually be more out of control than it already is. And no matter how much time we spend here, it's always going to be a problem because we get a lot of traffic that come through and they're not familiar with the area. So, we try to keep our presence and, everybody's stretched in, so we're about to ask for help. We're here as much as we can to assist them. There's not a lot of officers in these rural areas to start with, so, adding an extra guy to their squad of 2, that's what it ends up being. So we've had those issues recently here in Surge Lake where they have 2 guys and a sergeant, and they're requesting help because they're coming to somebody broke into a house with a gun up here, so. Our best that we can. I'm short 2 guys, so I only have 4. So it makes it a little bit of a challenge, but we do the best.
Thank you.
And can you tell us when this road construction problem, I know it's coming to a close, but just.
Yeah, so they originally said that they would be done with the paving portion of it in November, which they were. But then all the small things, putting up all new mile marker signs and speed limit signs, as you guys know, they've adjusted the speed limit zones for the church. The new access sidewalk, and so they stress all that back. One of the questions I had in Surge Lake was in reference to how they've kind of made the speed limits. You see a 75 sign, but you're still technically in a construction zone. They didn't do the greatest job with sort of kind of laying that out. We did talk to them about it, but they didn't seem to really address the problem. So the short answer is it should be done here in a couple more weeks. I know that for us, they've been having our guys work overtime to kind of sit out there and help slow people down. We're scheduled to be done with that this Friday.
Okay.
So whether they'll be completed, I don't know, but hopefully it's going to be done for everybody soon because it's not enjoyable, and you don't know what it's going to be. One day the lane's closed, one day it's open. So it should be done soon, and we'll be glad that it is.
Any other questions from the board? Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Next informational item, receive an update from Republic Services regarding trash collection in Surge Lake. And I would just say, I know there's going to be some comments about this. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes after a presentation and step up to the podium as well. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Jennifer Lasovich. I'm here tonight representing Republic Services. My address is 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. I can talk much louder, so thank you for giving me that permission. I will start over because there's never a problem with me in talking loud. Again, Jennifer Lasovich, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight representing Republic Services. I'm probably your least favorite presentation tonight. I know that going in. I will do my best to listen to all your comments, write them down. I'll try to answer any of the questions that you have. If I don't have the answers, I'll work on getting them for you. So, for starters, I do know that this community has had the rural, we call it a rural convenience center, open for a long time with the ability to take whatever you want there on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. You might have received a notice or you might have seen the sign on the rural convenience center that indicated that the change was coming and that it was going to be limited now to only being open the first Saturday of every month from 9 to 1. So that's a change. I understand that, and I understand we've seen some of the emails that have either come in because Mark has shared them, or we have seen them come in directly to Republic. So I appreciate the frustration that is coming from the community on that. So I'm here to try to give some context to it, where it came from, how it came to be. I know that's probably still not what you want to hear, but at least it gives you a little bit of context. So Republic Services operates a few rural convenience centers around the rural areas which surround Clark County. And we have one, for example, out in Mount Charleston. We have another one in like a combo of Good Springs and Sandy Valley. And then, of course, we have out here. And so what we have done for quite some time is tried to bring some consistency between all of those rural convenience centers in terms of when we're doing them and for how long we're doing them. And so here comes the change. So when we have done, and I'll just give you the examples, Mount Charleston, we do that rural convenience center the first Saturday of every month from 10 to 2. And then the Sandy Valley Good Springs Rural Convenience Center, it rotates, and I think this was from input from the community, but it rotates between some months a Thursday, I think it's the first Thursday, and then other months the first Saturday, and then that's from 8 to 12. And so with this community, we proposed going to the first Saturday of every month from, excuse me, it's on this sign, but from 9 to 1. So with that comes, I know, some frustration, but I do want to remind people of a couple of things that maybe you already know, but allow me to just remind. Your community is really unique in this one sense. We send out what, for those in the urban community, we call a bulky item truck. That's a truck that is serviced by two Republic employees. When you're in the urban areas, you get bulky item pickup every other week. That means that truck comes around every other week and you can put out at your driveway or in front of your curb or whatever the situation is. You can put out whatever you want and Republic will take it. In your community, you can do that every week. You probably know the kind of truck that comes around. It is what we can call a bulky item truck. That's just what we call it internally. And so because of the truck that services your community, if you didn't want to take your stuff to the Rural Convenience Center or wait to do it, you could put it right at your driveway or wherever it is that you put your trash out on that Friday. You get trash collection and recycling on Fridays. Now, one of the other things that we hear sometimes is that the same truck is picking up the trash and the recycling. If you ever see a situation where a driver has picked up your trash and your recycling at the same time into the same truck, that's a problem. But I do want to make it clear that same truck and that same person goes around and picks up the trash, your wheeled cart first, and then once they've collected it all, their route is to take it to the Laughlin landfill, dump, and then that same truck comes back through. So if you see the same person or same people, and then they pick up the recycling, and then that route goes over to the Henderson transfer station for recycling. So I've seen some comments. Obviously, if you're seeing that, that's a problem. We, based upon the email feedback we got, we reminded again, you cannot be doing that. It is separated for a reason. So again, my key point in that is to say that you can, once a week, put any bulky items that you have out at your, I'll call it a curb, I know a Searchlight doesn't always have curbs, but out at your curb, and Republic will pick it up. You don't have to drive it or wait to go to the Rural Convenience Center on the first Saturday of every month. The next thing I just wanted to make you aware of is that Republic Services will provide a third wheeled cart for free. If you want to have, maybe you have an excess amount of trash and you need two wheeled carts and one recycling, they will give you another wheeled cart for free. Let's say you have more recycling than you have trash, they will give you another recycling wheeled cart for free. So you can have up to three carts for free if that's helpful to you. Just a friend that's been in the books for a really long time, but sometimes people don't know you can do that. If you want another one beyond that, then the fourth or fifth or go on cart would be at a charge. But you can get that third cart for free. Final thing I just want to remind everyone of, and then I'll step back and take notes, but you are also able, it is a farther drive than the Rural Convenience Center, but you can take whatever you want, bulky item or otherwise. You could take it to your closest landfill is Laughlin Landfill. The other one is the Henderson Transfer Station. I think Laughlin is, would be between the two a little closer. That is an option if you chose to do that. You can do it for free. You just need a copy of your bill. And I think with that, I will pause my presentation, step away, and then I'll write notes and take down your questions.
I just have a quick question about the bulk pickup days. I think I've seen on the website for Searchlight, and maybe some other people have seen this too, that it's on Wednesdays for bulk. And I've never seen any truck out here on Wednesday.
It's every Friday.
It's Friday.
It's Friday,
so
okay.
So the website, so, I will note that down and make sure that we have that right.
Yeah.
But it should be the same day as your regular trash and recycling pickup, which would be Friday.
All right. Questions, comments from the public? And again, Jack, go ahead, please go to the podium and limit your comments to 3 minutes.
Jack Weaver, 445 East Edition Street, Searchlight. How many of you people have been here about 30 years? 30 years ago, we used to have a dump. We could go there at will. Dump our trash, no problem. Clark County negotiated with Republic to have our trash services provided by them. At the same time, they closed our dump down here. Now, when it first started, the dump was open 4 days a week. And at will, probably about 10 o'clock in the morning until 1 or 2 in the afternoon. Then it went down to 3 days a week. And now, once a month is crazy. Everybody here knows how much junk has been dumped out here. I personally have dumped truckloads, probably in my lifetime. My suggestion is, if the public's gonna do this, put it at the lock gate. Don't dump it in the desert. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack. Anyone else have a comment? Yes, Cassandra.
Yeah. Cassandra, AKA KC McCubbin, MCCUBBIN 445 East Edition. I'm gonna make a suggestion, okay, is why can you not maybe, there are several people probably here in Searchlight that could use a supplemental income. Why not have a person here in Searchlight that would be willing to sit at the dump more than one day a month? That's a suggestion. I feel one day a month is not enough. Jack and I go out in the desert all the time and we pick up other people's trash. We're getting tired of it and we're getting tired of seeing it. Just recently on Gasline Road, and this can't go in the dump, but it's just a suggestion. There's a huge boat trailer sitting out there with no tires, rusted out, sitting out there. Between Gasline Road and the cemetery on that road, there is a trailer sitting out there that's been burned to a crisp with bicycle parts in it. That is very aggravating. That could have probably have gone to the dump. Okay. Another suggestion I have is you have to have a Republic receipt, a public bill, showing that you pay garbage. Why not open it up to everybody in Searchlight? I think that would be a benefit to our community, and you're not having trash all over in the desert.
Yeah, no reason.
All right. Another comment, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, Josh Schuler, S-C-H-U-L-E-R, 301 East Hobson. So, the Clark County, I'm assuming, has a contract with Republic. I'm guessing they're a flood. And so, you're reducing 3 days a week to 1 day a month. That's over a 90, that's a 90% reduction of service. I just can't see how that can be. And I was wondering, what is the county saying anything about this? Is the county fighting for us to keep this open? I understand that there are other places where, you know, they're working once a month, that these transfer sites are open once a month. I haven't heard why ours is closing. You know, is it lack of use? Are the dumpsters not getting full? I would wager to bet one day a week, perhaps a Saturday, which is the day after the trash day, a lot of people do yard cleanup and trim their trees and whatnot on a Saturday. It'd be great if it was at least one day a week on Saturday. That would suffice if we're not filling the dumpsters up. I just, a bulk pickup on the side of the road. If I go and I trim one tree, traditionally I'll throw it in the back of my truck, I'll do it on a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, I'll run down here, and it's real quick, I dump my stuff. I don't know what I'm going to do. Am I going to bundle it up and cut it in 3-foot pieces so they can lift it up and put it on the side of the road? Really, I want the answers to this. What can I leave on the side of the road for a bulk pickup? So there's just a lot of unanswered questions that people have here. I mean, just to go in for, you know, from 3 days a week, you know, that just normally doesn't happen without the proper, answering for that. So I see the desert getting dirtier. People aren't going to put stuff on the side of the road. They're going to go out here and dump it. You know, we see it. It's going to happen. So, you know, I'm sure everybody's going to come up here and beat the drum up on that part over here. But as far as, you know, if there's a contract, what's the contract say? Does the contract say they're supposed to have this open 3 days a week? I'd like to know that. You know, I'd like the county to tell me. This is what it has. This is why it's been this way. Why are they changing it? Why is the county allowing them to change it? Are fees going to change? Are they going to go down?
All right, thank you. Next, please.
Diane Kendall, 185 Surprise, and that's KENDALL. I'm really bad about how many years. Thanks, Jack, for 30. I think it was like 8 or 10 years somebody from Republic came out there and tried to close the station. At least they had guts to come out here and talk to us before they did it. And this time, they didn't even bother to tell anybody. Our rates are going up. The county wants everything the same so that any idiot can do their job. Well, not every community is the same. Not every community works. Not every community has the same needs. This cannot happen. There is already trash that is being left. I gave you pictures, young lady, of what we found this morning. And this cannot continue. You need to open it back up. Or come up with who's going to come and clean up all the shit that's getting left. There are piles and piles that have already been left out in the desert, and it needs to stop.
Just go ahead, please.
Go off of the sentiment a little bit. My name's Laura Marks in ARKS, 281 East Surprise. I'm getting special out because I truly love this community, and I realize that we pay for services, and I appreciate what you provided, the information about the bulk items. But I'm in the same place about what are we going to do. I love this community so much, so I walk out and I see the trash that's dumped all the time. So I don't understand how we're going, and again, our prices are increasing. We have a contract with you guys, and then all of a sudden we go from 3 days a week to 1 day a month. And I'm gonna tell you that just doesn't sit well with me, because we do clean up as well, and I don't know where we're gonna put these items. When you say bulk items, when we do clean up, and I live between California and here, so I'm a dual resident, right? So when I come out here 1 day a month, I don't understand how that's gonna work. And especially when I hear Mark talk about this beautification and getting artists out to keep our place nice, I'm hearing that you guys appreciate this town and you want it to be pretty. But we don't care about the trash that's being dumped everywhere? Am I the only one? I can't be the only one, because I just heard Diane talk about the trash she saw. So when I hike through the desert and I see the trash dumped, I'm extremely concerned, because on one hand you're saying you guys care about this, but on the other hand we're paying money and we're shutting this down to only one day a month. And if you guys have to adjust, then why are we not being notified? What's going on? And maybe once a week? You know, if you have to pare it down a little bit, because I don't see any good coming from this. And most other communities, when you pay for trash services, have cleanup days, and people that they have go out and do cleanups for dumps. So, and I don't see that you guys have that. So I think it's just going to cause a huge problem, and I'm concerned about that. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Any other comments from the community? Ms. Joan, go ahead.
Joan Messenbrink, 324 South Montana Street, Messenbrink. I'm concerned about businesses or our Searchlight Senior Center. We use that dump every week. Now, when we have dinners, we have functions, we have anywhere from 2 to 3 large green bags. So this is not only going to be hard for me in the Searchlight Senior Center, but what about all the other businesses? What are they going to do? Where are you going to take your garbage? So what I get is take it home and put it out by your garbage can. I'm not real happy about that. I'm sad to see the increase, and I go along with the rest of the people. Minimum one Saturday a week is all that should be cut. We should not have to do one day a month. I myself hire people to do and trim my yard. Now am I going to have them do it only on the first Saturday of the month, and hope to God we get it all done before closing. That's all I have to say.
All right, thank you. Any other comments from the community?
James Lucas, LUCAS, 235 East Gatlin. I would like to agree with everyone and say, even at one day a week, that's still a 66.6% cut in our trash. So I think it should be open at least one day a week also.
Thank you, James. Any comments, additional comments from the community? I'm going to open this up to the board for questions, comments.
I do have a question. If you go and use the dump here, do you have to show proof that you're actually paying for trash service?
Yes, you do. Yeah,
you do. Okay. Road to Main Center.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Mr. Chair, did you want me to go through the questions or comments, or how would you like to handle that?
Did you have a question, Kyle?
I know. Mr. Stephen was here two or three years ago, and was bringing to our attention that they wanted to make some changes then, and brought up the possibility of bringing in scales and things of that nature. I'm just curious, like everyone else here, I'm just curious why the conversation, well, there was no conversation this time around, and it went straight to cutting the community's throat when it comes to garbage disposal. And it is a very, so that 3 days a week is 12 days a month, give or take, and we're going down to one. So you can see where people would be upset, obviously. Now, even with the community center open, this is a dumping problem in this area with the mass desert that there is. And there are a lot of groups that get together, and you know, we try to beautify the area as best we can. People volunteer and do these things. You know, and it feels like Republic's taking out something on this community, is what it feels like. Could you address that at all?
Sure.
And just, I just had one question as well, too, if you could address, I think one person brought it up as well, too, but if you could address, because there is a reduction of service, will there also be a reduction in the bill, the monthly bill?
Sure. So let me start.
And Jennifer, just a minute, is there any other questions from the board or comments?
I just have a comment saying that I agree with everyone that I think one day a month is crazy for around here, especially with everything that gets dumped in the desert. A lot of it is greens, but I mean, and we all work around the weather, and the weather's never perfect, and I don't see everyone bundling up a bunch of leaves and everything, either on the side of the road or leaving it in the back of your truck to wait a whole month to take it out there.
Any other questions? Okay, Jennifer, go ahead, please.
Okay, thanks. All right, so I'll try to go maybe in reverse order and address a couple of the comments first from the town board members. So I realize it feels like that, and I certainly do not, on behalf of Republic Services, they are not trying to intentionally take anything out on Searchlight, although I realize that it feels like that, and perhaps my words sound hollow because I've just come sort of, here's the announcement, and here we are going for one day a week. From the perspective, so I'm not entirely sure I can say something that's really gonna make it seem like that's not the case, other than to say just a couple things around that, which is that Republic does, and I know Kyle, you've been very, excuse me, member Kyle, you've been very good at reaching out for community cleanups. Republic does that all across the valley. They will do that here. It's not a substitution for the reduction, I understand that. But they will absolutely continue doing that in your community. And to the extent that you haven't had one in a while, your community's really good about asking for them and getting them more than most. But if you haven't had one in a while and you want to do one, rest assured they will do one for that.
I'm glad you brought that up, because we've actually reached out multiple times this year to try to get it on a three times a year community cleanup.
And kind of know when it is.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I will now step in to assist in facilitating that with you or with Mark, whatever's
sure.
appropriate there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were kind of, we never got a response for months and months, so we kept changing the dates. The one response we did get back was the process had changed and we would be let known if we were approved for said community cleanup. And that was the last word we ever got regarding the matter.
Okay, so I will definitely take that back and again interface however is appropriate to work on getting that. And I see where you're going with it, so there's a consistency in when it's coming up and then the community knows. Again, not a substitution for the frustration that you're feeling with respect to the reduction in the Rural Convenience Center, but I do want to make sure I'm being clear about the community cleanups is what Republic calls it. In terms of the reduction in cost, or reduction in fees, so the monthly rate for a residential household is $17.86. I did hear a couple of comments from the residents who got up. That then adds up, it's quarterly, so you'll get a bill that's larger than that because it's quarterly. But I did hear a couple of residents talk about the rates going up. I do want to just share something with county residents that was different than other communities. You know, with the inflation the way that it's been for a long time, Republic Services followed inflation like bread and milk. It was on a consumer price index, a CPI, was exactly the same. It would ebb and flow with literally whatever eggs and milk and consumer goods would do. It wasn't really indicative. The other thing that you had with that, and we know this, we're seeing it, we're in the middle of it now, is these huge spikes and then these low lows. It kind of, the CPI on household goods really kind of has sometimes peaks and valleys. So Republic across the board, the county, it's my memory, was the first to do it, changed over to a water, sewer, and trash CPI. Because if you go back and you look at what they do, it's very little,
ebbs and flows. And the reason why that's important for you as the county and for all county residents is that you were first to get in before the inflation spikes that we have seen of the last year or so came in. North Las Vegas was the last jurisdiction to convert over to water, sewer, and trash. And the reason why that's relevant is because the 8% CPIs that we were seeing across the board, that's what was happening to trash bills for the jurisdictions that hadn't converted over to water and sewer and trash, which was a little bit less. So no, directly answering your question, there isn't a reduction in your monthly bill as a result of this reduction in service, but I also want to give a broader reference to your bill as compared to certainly like North Las Vegas. North Las Vegas is, because by the time it all worked out and they were comfortable making that change, those rates for those residents included the inflationary 8% CPIs that have now tapered down with water, sewer, and trash. So again, not a real comfort in terms of, are we reducing your bill because we're reducing the Rural Convenience Center? No, but you also didn't suffer the spikes that I know some of the other jurisdiction, the people that lived in the cities had, because it was just a victim of the CPI at the time. Following on that, this gentleman, I'm not sure where he went, asked about what is the county doing to fight for us? What does the law say? Why is this happening? And maybe it shouldn't be happening. So the franchise agreement 2022 requires Republic to provide these rural convenience centers in those areas for a maximum of one time per month. So Searchlight, so it's in the franchise agreement. Yes, there is a franchise agreement with Republic Services. I believe, don't quite quote me on the year, it goes for roughly another 7-ish years. But in that franchise agreement that Republic has specifically with Clark County, there is a requirement that we provide rural convenience centers, but that requirement makes it clear that we are only required to do one day per month for a maximum of 4 hours. So for a long time, Searchlight got more than that. I understand that makes this, again, so difficult. But it is in when you ask if the county's doing something, they're kind of bound to the same contract that we're bound to, which is that it requires us to at least to provide it a maximum one day per month. Does not say minimum. It's a maximum of one day per month for 4 hours. The notice. I heard a couple of people say this is surprising to us. It's like it just happened. We didn't get any notice. Republic did I feel like it was just at the end of September, if not early October. We tried to do it at least 30 days in advance. They did mail out a notice to everyone. I think a lot of PO boxes is where that might have gone to. We also put a sign out so that we could at least try to get the word out and it wouldn't be as jarring as it is. But you know, maybe in hindsight, perhaps we should have come here. Apologies that we didn't and talked to you directly before that happened. We thought we were, you know, getting the word out by putting something in writing and sending it. So again, apologies on behalf of the company.
If I may, are you saying that the change is coming from the direction of Clark County?
It's not coming from the direction of Clark County, but I was pointing out in response to what this gentleman brought up about what is the county doing. They need to protect this. I'm saying that the franchise agreement between the county and Republic requires Republic to provide a rural convenience center to Searchlight one day a month for 4 hours.
I mean, Republic obviously knows that it is very well used, because when they came a couple years ago, they were wanting to build it up and have more going on there, bring in scales. I'm just curious why, and I know there was some pushback then regarding that as well, so that approach is just not an option anymore.
It isn't, and I don't know why. I'm sorry, I don't know the details as to why they were considering a scale and why they aren't now. I don't know.
Would that be an answer you might be able to get to Mark for?
Sure. Oh. Sure. So I just want to make sure I understand. So at one point it seemed like Republic was going to do more with this particular convenience center with scales,
yes,
and things like that. And then why didn't that happen and what changed?
Yes, I want to say it was 2 to 3 years ago.
Okay. Let's see here. On the with the lady who talked about the Searchlight Senior Center and how to resolve that, may I ask a question? Is the Searchlight Convenience Center part of this group of buildings, or is it
no,
somewhere else?
Totally independent. We're located on 95, and the Senior Center, we do a lot of programs there. We have meals there. Has nothing to do with this.
And has nothing to do with the county. It's kind of
the county.
It's a county building.
It's a county building. It's the one when you're kind of driving into town. It's on the right hand side
in
front of the jerky store. The senior center and Joan does a wonderful job running it. The county's just there for like maybe the stove doesn't work or they need to repair something or light. Then the county steps in and do it. But we don't really facilitate the programming, their operation or stuff like that.
Okay. Just to give you a little insight, in the 70s, we're really doing purchase that building. And I have a contact with my safe that she wanted to give it to the county with the understanding that we'd be a Searchlight Senior Center until the point we can no longer function as a senior center, then it would revert back to the county. They do maintain.
The county does?
Yes.
Okay. Could you give me that address one more time?
Yeah, it's 757.
557?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 57?
575. And that's Highway 95. South. And we used to have a barge dumpster in the back of our building.
That's
but then everybody in town, like the Tarmac dumpster in the desert, we couldn't even use it. We'd pull the trash.
Is that dumpster still there?
No, we had to get rid of it.
There are several dumpsters in town on the Clark County lands that don't have enclosures.
Yeah.
So what happens is especially folks that don't have the Republic Services bill or whatnot, they'll load up their vehicles and they will go to any of these three particular dumpsters and fill them up. And I know it causes a problem for the community center staff, the senior center staff, and even the fire department staff as well.
I can also say I manage Cree's Mobile Home Park, and I have people in town dumping in our dumpsters that we have. I've actually dug trash out for people that have their addresses on it. I've actually thought about loading it all up and dumping it back in their yards. So, yeah.
Okay.
Just a possible suggestion on that. Would it be possible to get something so it locks, so the appropriate users of that dumpster would have to, like there would be a lock on there, so random people couldn't come and use it?
Yeah, that's great. Let me write that down. We have experimented, given some of the issues we face in the urban area, more with the unhoused trying to do things. So we've experimented with ways to lock that. I mean, you still want to be able to let people dump in it. There's a fine line there, right? You know. But I will note that and see if we've been experimenting on how that would work in the best way.
Do they have any of the dumpsters that potentially don't have the two big open ones that have smaller ones? I mean, I've gone up and seen people that buy survival food, and I've got boxes in there, or people have dumped their couch in there and their chair in there. So making a smaller door that will accommodate a bag, a trash bag, but will not accommodate household furniture.
And you're talking about specifically at those county.
Well, I think it would help them also, because then you wouldn't have people going up there doing the things like what Diane showed, having people going up there and put wood and lumber and stuff like that in those type of things.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Right. And I know for me, I get a lot of people traveling through town, and because I'm an RV park up there, they just pull in a dump. So yeah, they don't even think about it. They just think it's a free for all.
Okay.
Well, like Kyle was saying, we were hoping for years ago, we were gonna get all this marvelous dump station. It never transpired. And now, I don't recall getting too many notices prior to all this happening.
I haven't gotten anything.
Now, here we are. Yeah.
I know it was mentioned at last meeting by Mark that a lot of those notices were sent back, not due to the county or Republic, but because of the post office, the way the post office is operating. I know Commissioner Knapp's also had a lot of things sent back, and they've had to adjust addresses and such.
Yeah, I know with this, I know I announced it, and then they sent out stuff, but I think a lot of it came back, so then that's why I asked Jennifer to come from request the community to come here to talk more thorough about it. So I think there was two learning curves on that with them, because I know we have PO boxes here.
So.
Yes, Michelle.
You can stay right there, sir.
Michelle Brown, 245 East Gatlin Street. I just want to make a comment about the smaller lids for the dumpsters. I work here. So our maintenance, Brown maintenance guy for the walking trail and for here and all the surrounding area here uses those dumpsters. And if there was a small little hole that he had to put limbs and whatever in, it would never work for the county properties. And it's the same thing at the park. He takes care of the park. So those county properties couldn't have a little small opening for bins.
I would like to ask one additional question about those county properties. Are those dumpsters within trash enclosures, are they...
They are just out in the open, in the public right away.
I have an idea, but I don't know if it's going to work. So I need to figure out if it's going to work, but I needed to know that part of it. Okay. So, all right. So I want to, again, I know you don't like my answers, but I kind of want to summarize some of the things that are on my list to look at. I will absolutely take back the feedback that you have said. I appreciate also the honesty in, we realize we're getting 12, we'd be happy with 4. I appreciate the honesty of that. That's very nice, because you were getting 12, and so I expected all of you to say we want to keep the 12. So I do appreciate the honesty in that. I will definitely pass that along. But on my kind of list to do, and Mark, you tell me if I coordinate this through you or anybody else directly, but I do want to talk to Republic and get back to you about that idea of three times a year for a community cleanup, and kind of get it on the calendar, whether that's, you'll tell me, fall, spring, whatever, however you break that out. I think that that's a really good idea, so I'll just, Mark, you'll tell me who to coordinate. I will find out for you, but I guess get the answer through Mark about why we're scales at one point and more of a robust plan proposed for Searchlight, and what changed 2 or 3 years ago. How do we get there, just so that you have that answer. I don't want to say anything yet, but I do want to have a conversation with the county about the dumpsters on the county property, an idea, but I want to talk to them about it first. And then I think you brought up the locks being a possibility on the dumpsters. As I think through that, the way that works and where we've piloted it has really been with commercial businesses. For example, in downtown Las Vegas, the commercial businesses were really struggling, and so they wanted a lock that they had the key for. Of course, we have the key to dump it, but it makes it harder to do that concept if you have multiple different people within an organization, or at the fire department, or wherever it is, or this center dumping. That may not work, but I have another idea. And then you brought up the comment about the size of the holes. But, and again, I want to kind of work through what that could be. in my mind. I'm going to take back the name comment, and I've got those three things to work on. Is there anything else?
You answered about the, like, our trimmings.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. That was the other thing. So I am going to leave in the back. I have what, sadly, you guys did not get in the mail. I have a copy of what we mailed out, and it does talk about what bulky items are and what you can put. So, for example, if you had palm fronds, I've heard a lot about landscaping. What you just tie it. It doesn't have to be a certain, like, 3 feet. You don't have to chop it down. They just kind of want it tied together with something, and you can put it right there on the ground. It also talks about the only thing that we can't take at the curb, and maybe this is something we do in the community cleanups to educate about this, is things with Freon, because that's considered hazardous, so like a refrigerator or air conditioning units. But I've seen chairs, couches, I've seen
washers,
it
dryers.
Put at the, can I say curb, recognizing this is a new community, but I've seen it put out there. And that kind of talks about other household appliances that don't have Freon. You can put at your curb, again, curb in quotes, and they will pick it up. But, so I'll leave that in the back, just so that you have that. We kind of distilled down what the ordinance says, but I'm happy to get Mark copies of what the ordinance says that bulky item is. We kind of put it in our own language, but I can also do that. And that's every week, every Friday.
Now, would that include mattresses, tires?
Yeah, the unique thing with mattresses, there's all these kind of unique things. And so maybe I'll do something more robust for Mark.
That cover.
That's right.
Yeah, that.
Okay, so he's going where I'm going, which is the mattress. So the health district has a requirement about disposal of mattresses have to be covered. So what we have worked on, or we are in the process of working on in North Las Vegas, is a program, they've talked to us about that too, where they provide mattress covers. I don't mean the fluffy kind that you sleep on, but to zip up your mattress so that they can be picked up and thrown away. Because if you put a mattress at your driveway and it's not covered, then Republic can't pick it up because of another requirement. If it's covered, they can pick it up. So that could be something else we could work on.
I bring that up because on my street, Addition Street, there's a property that's gone through some, I'll say, cleanup the last few months. And what happened was a large amount of the things they were throwing away were left at the curb. And there has been no bulk pickup. Multiple mattresses, tires. The only reason anything has been picked up from that curb is because a lot of unhoused people, as you said, are rummaging through it in all hours of the day and night, and it's causing issues on my street that Republic is not picking these things up with the bulk pickup that they're claiming that they do every week. So I'm seeing it in the community where that's not necessarily happening.
Okay. If you want to provide that address directly to me or through Mark.
I'm going to say it's 315 Addition Street, Searchlight, Nevada, 89046.
Is that addition like add and subtract addition?
It absolutely is. Thank you.
Tom, how long has it been there?
2 months, 3 months.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I ask one question?
Yes, ma'am.
When was
I defer to the chair on how he wants to handle
that. Okay, go ahead.
The back and forth. So.
Yeah. Casey, did you have another comment?
Yes, I have a question. I have a question. I have a statement. They do not separate the trash from the
so what,
it all goes into one trash.
Meaning, at the same time they pick up your trash, they're picking up the recycling, and
yes,
it's going in, it's going in.
It's all going into one truck at one time.
If
right?
You...
I watch it every...
Please video that and send it to Mark, and Mark will send it to us.
Okay.
That is a fireable
I'll do it, Mark. And it's happened before.
Forever.
Send it in video to us, please.
They have mentioned it to them. They do it for a little while, then they say, you know, they're using it all over again.
Please send it to us. Please.
And if it takes two trucks, and they only bring one truck. Two trucks when they have to pick up the recyclable.
Well, it's the same truck. It is the same truck.
The same truck can truck everything now.
Yes, it's the same, I want to be clear. You're going to always see the same truck, but they should go around twice. They come around once, only trash, go to Laughlin, and then they come back, same truck, same guys, or I should say people if there's a lady, and then they pick up the recycling, and then that goes to Henderson. So again, if you're seeing what you're saying, please video it, send it to Mark. Mark will send it to me.
Yeah, you can also send it to me or any of the other board members.
We'll send it to you.
Yeah, email, send it, however you want.
Jennifer, have you gone through that list of questions? Okay, very good.
Don't have some.
Yeah, go ahead.
When did the Republic merge with the county and all of this happened years and years ago? Was it purchased?
I think what you're asking me is when did Republic acquire Silver State Disposal? Is that how far back you're going?
I would assume that.
So I think it, don't quite quote me on this, but I think it was about the later 90s. And the Republic didn't really merge with the county. What happened is Silver State Disposal had the franchise agreement with the county to collect all of the solid waste and recycling. And then Republic bought that company and inherited that franchise agreement, and then it's been Republic ever since.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? Comments?
I'd just like to say I'm thinking that this community just wants to see a compromise with Republic Services.
Yes.
That works for everybody.
Absolutely.
I will just because it's me, I make no promises, but I will make you the promise that I will deliver. I think you've been very reasonable. I appreciate the comments. If I cannot help on that front, I've got some other ideas that I'm hoping will.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And then one question. Will you be coming back to a follow-up board meeting? Is that how you'll return the responses?
In my mind, I was thinking, again, whoever's appropriate, if it's appropriate to go through Mark or however you guys tell me to do it, I was just going to provide you the information.
Okay.
If you want me to come back, I'm happy to come back. So however you want me to do it, I'll do it.
And I can say, I know Jennifer's been great. Thank you for coming tonight. She'll be able to provide information I can share with the board. She can also share with the board. And then we can all kind of make a decision. You know, maybe we look at it all, figure out, see if there's any follow-up questions. We can really keep a good dialogue, I think, with this, and then figure out, like, sounds like you're more than welcome to come back to another meeting if you'd like to explain more. So I think that's definitely an option as well.
And
we appreciate the message.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for recognizing I was the messenger. But two other things. I am going to leave back on that back table the kind of one pager that reminds you can put it out once a week, what is bulky item. In addition to that, the sign also has a number for the manager. His name is Brett, if you know him, for the Searchlight Rural Service Convenience Center. So there's also a phone number that I'm going to put on the back, but they are two different numbers. The number that is in the flyer on the back is if you want another wheeled cart, that's the number you call. And then there's going to be a different number posted on the sign just if there are issues. Obviously, you can always reach out through Mark to me, but that will go directly to the manager for the Rural Convenience Center for Searchlight. His name's Brett.
Is he the manager only for the Searchlight Center?
I don't know if he has. That is his job, but I don't know if he also does something with law.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next informational item, receive a report from Melissa Vandruff with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Melissa Vandruff, V-A-N-D-R-U-F-F. For the month of October, we processed 131 civil citations and 42 criminal citations. We also processed one criminal complaint and two probable causes.
Questions from the public?
A lot of people didn't know you, and now I do know you.
I am.
Great.
Great. Good to know.
Thank you.
I am now a notary public. So you can go to the court and get things notarized.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Any other questions from the board?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you. Next item, receive a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Good evening, everybody. Aaron Gamble, Las Vegas Valley Water District, GAMVLE. Water usage in October 2025 was 5.44 million gallons compared to the water use from October last year, which was 3.3 million gallons. It's an increase of 2.14 million gallons. Obviously, you've got the NDOT project that's still going on, and you have the Cottonwood Cove project that's going on. Kind of looking at it, seems to be that's where the extra water is being used. Our rural system operators and our customer care continue to reach out to customers regarding some on-site leaks. They've actually even did an emergency shutoff where they couldn't get a hold of the customer. Water's coming out underneath the house. So if you see a customer has water coming out, neighbor, let us know. So we can respond, and we'll get somebody down here as quick as possible. So some people don't realize, you guys all do, but Searchlight does experience some freezing temperatures. And so with that, temperatures are dropping. Recommend, again, people leave their hoses connected to their hose bibs. Don't do that. It's a great way for that freezing water to go right back inside your house, break some pipes. You know, a hose breaks, not a big deal. Pipe in your house breaks, that's distribution did do some repairs on a water line that got found when the Cottonwood Cove work was getting done. There was no significant leak, no water flood anymore. And then we had no other leaks or breaks to report. Natalie, you did ask back in September about the arsenic levels you'd seen in the report. I told you we'd change the media and that those numbers would come down. So we actually got the most recent report, and so I was just going to give you kind of a report on that. So for the last four quarters, so it's called the running annual average, the concentration's been one part per billion, so the MCL for that is 10 parts per billion. So we're at 10 of the maximum allowed is. So just wanted to report on that.
And is that available on your website now?
I do not know if that is on there yet. I think if it's for the annual water quality report, it's not going to be on there yet. But with the new one coming, I think the new one comes out here after the new year.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Questions from the public, from the board?
Hey, Dunner. So we've talked about it a few times in years past, and it's been a while, so I just wanted to touch base with you guys. Has there been any updates or progress on the Army Corps of Engineers projects that were decided to be done in Searchlight?
So one of the people over at the Water District, they are working still on getting a new agreement set aside with the Army Corps, obviously. Is kind of dead right now, but it is not something that's fallen off our radar. Just actually had a meeting about it and got talked about it a week ago. So we do keep bringing it up. We're just waiting here.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Next informational item: receive a report and updates from the Southern Nevada Transit Coalition. Not here tonight, okay.
Thank you for the bus thing.
Yes, certainly thank you if you're watching this and pass the word along. Appreciate the bus that came up for Halloween, and kids really loved it. They really did. They always do. Again, thank you. Next informational item, receive a report from Clark County Water Reclamation District, and Natalie will read that report for us.
Okay. For October 2025, they treated an average of 42,000 gallons per day in comparison to 42 in 2024. The flow is an equal amount of gallons per day from last year at this time. There were no sewer service complaints for the month of October, and there were no call before you dig service tickets either. And there's some attached information on the chart for anyone who's interested in seeing that.
Okay, thank you. Next informational item, receive a report from Kelly Lear, Southern Clark County Coordinator with UNR Extension regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
Kelly Lear, UNR Extension, LEHR. I was hoping there was a call before you dig because I heard that they dug and took soil samples for the shade structure. So I'm hoping maybe that's on the next month's report because we're crossing our fingers. We're still hosting curriculum for 4-H here through December. Devin is teaching STEAM through the seasons on Wednesdays for K through 5 at the school. And then on Fridays, she does crazy chemistry creations. She'll finish up the first week in December, and then she's looking at maybe changing back to the beginning of the day with those kids and really focusing on health and nutrition before they go to school. I host a teen scene, and so those teenagers come to me, junior high and high school. And this past week, I collaborated with Endow, and we were supposed to be kayaking, but there was red flag warnings again, and so we went fishing. Nobody caught anything, but boy, it was a beautiful day. This next week, we're going to be sewing. We're going to bring the kids in. There's some kids from Laughlin that are interested because they joined us for fishing, and so they want to come and be a part of the Fallout 4 non-celebration. It is a celebration, it's just they're not coming here anymore. But we're gonna sew cash bags, and I'm gonna have the kids make their own version of Nuka-Cola, which is the drink in the game. They're excited about that. It's always snacks and drinks they're excited about. My intention for 2026 is to sneak in and implement some more literacy opportunities, and I'm gonna share with the board because my background's in teaching. And I'm very humbled by it. I try and give the kids as many opportunities to do a variety of things that Searchlight kids wouldn't normally do so that they find their spark. That's the 4-H motto, is create a spark for these kids and be an adult cheerleader for them. So there's another adult in their life that they can depend on and cheer them on and watch them grow. It broke my heart. I brought an escape room game the day that the kayaking was canceled the first time. And they love it. They love the escape room game because it's a bunch of puzzles. But I had 8 kids show up, which is good for Searchlight, for junior high and high school, for a game. And I had them take turns for leadership. We're trying to build leadership. And the literacy was so low, it broke my heart. Out of the 8 kids that showed up, 4 could read. And for junior high and high school, shame on Clark County School District. Because I want to implement that in my programming and give them more opportunities to read and not feel ashamed to read and really help, because Devin and I are both teachers by trade. And so if we can boost that, that's really our goal for the 2026 year. We also have First Lego Robotics. Their competition is in November 22nd. So not this weekend, but the following weekend. And it's at Desert Oasis High School in Las Vegas. We're still trying to pull our missions and our innovation project together. It's called the Canary because it has to do with archaeology, and the kids loved the similarity with mining, and so they've created this robot that's going to go into underground dig sites and scan the surface to create a map, test for gases that could be deadly for the diggers. They have a light system that's going to go on, a sound that's going to be created to scare the animals out. They're just really creative with that, but the bad news is for Searchlight is I started out with 5 Searchlight kids, and we're back to this literacy and back to speaking. I mean, obviously, you guys know I don't have a problem speaking in front of people, but the kids know that they had to do an innovation project, and they have to present their idea, and they have great ideas. But they were mortified that they would have to present. So they all dropped out. I don't have one Searchlight kid in this program anymore. So I grabbed 3 kids from Laughlin. And so those 3 kids are going to be, we're not going to call it Searchlight 4-H minors. They're just the 4-H minors. Some of the kids did some great work here. But between not getting necessary forms filled out for parental consent and them being scared away, I have 3 Laughlin kids. So I'm a little disappointed. I keep plugging away at that. I want to give them opportunities. cross your fingers. I'm going to update you on what their endeavor was on the 22nd, because they've kind of thrown together what they can, their last minute Larry's. And I raised a last minute Larry, so it's possible. Devin participated in Trunk or Treat on Nevada Day. We're going to assist with the driving for the excursion for the teens in Laughlin for the holidays. And then we're also going to participate in the celebration after the parade in December. And I didn't share with Michelle, but I did get word today from Help of Southern Nevada. They just emailed me today. I plug Searchlight in as much as I can. You guys are the forgotten town, and I see it. I don't live here, but I see it. I plug these kids in every opportunity I can. And so the KLUC's annual toy drive, Searchlight Kids will benefit from that again. So Devin and I have to volunteer some hours, but they are going to have us pick up toys, and we're going to deliver those to the kids after the parade. So Chet Buchanan, when he gets up on that platform every Christmas holiday and he collects things, these Searchlight Kids are going to benefit from that. So I'm pretty pumped up about that again. Also trained as a bingo size instructor. Did that last month, so I'm going to coordinate with Michelle between her watercolor class and her pickleball clinics to see when I can do this class. It's a 10-week, twice-a-week curriculum. It's exercise smashed between bingo, and it involves free prizes and socializing. I don't know what more you can ask for. Everybody loves it. Our outdoor Nevada event on October 17th was at Pyramid Canyon Park. It was at the Equestrian Trail. It was supposed to be at the Davis Dam, but they had an issue with their elevator, and Devin is claustrophobic. So she backed out in a hurry, and we went with Pyramid Canyon. We had two Searchlight Kids attend. They enjoyed building their own version of a dam. We had them create a dam, and they learned about erosion, and they cracked open geodes and learned about geography and geology, and they hiked. I got them outside, which is... I love that. That's the PE teacher in me. I got him out and we moved. We did reschedule the tour of the Davis Dam for January, the end of January. It's an in-service day. Second thing, as far as Bold Laughlin and Searchlight, is I have radon kits. I brought them last time or discussed them last time. It's a new system, so it just plugs into an outlet and it gives you a reading. And you just check it out through me. You can have it for 2 weeks. You could drop it off here with Michelle when you're done with it. But I do have those. This new gadget is pretty easy to use. We have some community garden goodies on the back table where Aubin and Michelle are sitting. We harvested today. You're welcome to. There's basil, sweet potatoes, radishes, jalapenos. We continue to pull so much out of that garden. It's fun to watch grow. And then the new November Healthy Aging Living newsletter, I just put it on the back. And they always have great things in there and recipes. And so please take those. I try and drop them off. And I should give Joan a stack before she leaves too for the senior center. So, any questions for me?
Just real quick, touch base on you with the shade structure. We did get the soil report started. I believe that's all the Searchlight Betterment Organization needs to get our contractor to receive the permit. From there, it should. I'm assuming it should be full steam ahead. So that's that, and then regarding the fallout, unfortunately there was a bus coordinator issue with our friends and the organizers that are our friends in Good Springs, but the Searchlight Betterment Organization will have a Searchlight table in Good Springs on Saturday afternoon. So if you are out and about at the Fallout celebration this weekend, come by and say hi, and we're going to be making some announcements for next year's celebration.
And hopefully we have some cash bags for you to bring. Any other questions for me or comments?
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Next informational item, receive a report from Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs. Them, I think they're gone already. Next informational item, receive a report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities. Do we have anyone from them? No. And finally here, receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns.
I don't have much to update tonight outside of a recent Cottonwood Cove project update you may have seen online from the county. Their update reads, construction dates and times. Construction in the area began on November 5th, 2025 at Cottonwood Cove Road and Michael Wendell Way. Working hours will generally be Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Cottonwood Cove Road will be closed from Hare Reed Road to Washington Street during milling, grading, and paving operations. Detours around work zones will be provided on Harry Reed Road, Encinitas Street, and Washington Street. Michael Wendell Way will be open to traffic to access the Searchlight Museum, Library, Food Bank, and Reed Elementary School. We appreciate your patience during these improvements. Our estimated completion date for paving work in this area is November 19, 2025. For any construction concerns, contact Clark County Public Works Construction Project Team at Kat Mancini, 702-249-7144, or Lynette Wachowitz, 702-455-6049. And that's all for my updates.
Thank you, Kyle. Yes.
Are there any
shelters?
Michelle Brown, 245 East Gavilan Street. I would like the board to look into why only half of Gavilan Street is paved. There is county right-of-ways up there. They're just in the wrong spots. So the road needs to be taken care of. There's pictures that I put in there where there are sewer system manholes in the middle of the street. And it is true that at that part of the street, it is privately owned, but they put public utilities on private property. So I just wonder if there's something that they can do to either move the easement to accommodate where the street really is, or just take care of that.
I see what you're saying. So the public right-of-way isn't even on the street?
Correct.
And it's going through everybody's houses?
Correct.
And so they don't maintain Gavilan Street?
They only maintain the bottom part. If you look at those pictures where the right-of-way is, at the very bottom on Main Street part of it is in the county right-of-way. But as the right-of-way goes up, it goes north of the street.
Yeah, absolutely. I can forward the concerns, and with the help of Mark, I'm sure we can get some answers regarding that. And you have reached out to Public Works Services to get service on that other half of the street, or
you have before?
Gotcha.
But no, I haven't done anything following steps that I have to go through now.
Okay.
So this is just the first step.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Definitely.
Thank you.
To. Thank you.
Okay, next item on the agenda, comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or board by a majority vote. Do we have any comments by the general public on issues? Yes, Jack, go ahead. Come up to the podium, please.
Jack Weaver, 445 East Edition. I'd like to request the town board to get a contract the Republic has with Clark County on how many days the dump is supposed to be open. They didn't do this 4 days just by their own goodwill. They just limited it down. And when they closed the dump originally, I guarantee you they gave some blood money. 1 day a week or 1 day a month is crazy here. You've got to have to do something to stop it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
I got one thing for Kyle. Are they going to do all the Cottonwood Cove? I mean, they're repaving it, or are they going to just put a layer on it?
At one point in time, the answer would have been yes, but no. So the sections that are pulled up asphalt-wise now, I believe might be all that they will be doing.
Just right here where they tore it up.
Essentially, the intersection outside the community center, the next intersection over with California Street. I think there's a small portion right there on Nevada Street next to the bait store. I know originally there was a couple other, well, originally it was going to be the whole road, but the second time they kind of redrew the project, there was more than that going in as well. So I want to say there might be an intersection. A portion of the intersection paved at the intersection with Washington Street and Cottonwood Cove Road, going a little bit behind the Cactus Patch Mobile Home Park. But outside of that, I think what you see pulled up is the end of the pavement work.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the general public? Okay, our next meeting will be January 14th, 2026. Meeting is adjourned.
What about the December meeting?
That will be non-existent. We'll just move that into January. I will be out of town, and we may or may not have a quorum. So
that's good.
I think officially there will still be a meeting on December 10th until all members say that they won't be here for a quorum.
Okay.
Just gotta do it by book. So, yeah. Thanks for coming, everybody.
We caught you
back. We just sent off a message saying I'm not gonna be here.
Sure. Next time you wanna do that,
three of us sent it off. So it's off to a quorum.
Make a motion. Yeah. Okay.
James, if you go to the senior center, can you drop those off?
Sure.
Thank you. I didn't catch John. So yeah, thank you very much.
How about everybody else?
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm fine with it.
Everyone's here.
Yeah, I mean, we'll shoot for it. If we don't have a forum, we don't have a forum. No big.
Alright, so what are we doing for December? James, what's the plan for December then?
What's that?
What's the plan for December?
So December will just be.
So no December.
We just send a message out just to Tammy and say I'm not available
the date
for December.
January.
Three of us send it off, we're done.
Well, officially right now, December 10th is still our next meeting. It's officially canceled. But I believe January 14th is the January.
Sounds good.
January,
yes.
December off.
Okay. If you guys are here, we'll do it.
Right. I mean, I will be. I mean, if we don't have a quorum. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Tammy's retiring.
Yep.
Yeah. We have to have her come to search like one more time.
Do we have to have people?
Yeah.
Perfect.
We got a quorum.
Anybody want anything?
We're working on
it. We have some garden produce to share. Oh, Faye wants to go pick some up because she's trying to pack up to leave.
Thank you.
I got to talk to Grover because I gave my parents some of the jelly.
Yeah.
Like every time I talk to my father, I'm like,
"What are you getting more jelly? What are you getting more jelly?"
Yeah. They're like scraping out. They're like, "You hear that, don't you?" I'm like,
I'm putting it on pancakes. I'm putting it on everything.
They're like, "Oh, it's the best."
I'm like, I'll get some. We'll get some. Right.
I understand you have a sink that you're not.
How did you feel Republic? I like
what
you.
What do you mean? I replaced it.
Did you replace it?
Yeah.
Oh, you already did.
I did. Okay. And I love the new sink.
Okay, good.
And if you wanted my